There's breaking news out of Washington tonight that the president of the World Bank, Paul Wolfowitz, is resigning after weeks of drawn-out controversy. He was one of the architects of the Iraq War at the Pentagon and came under fire at his new job at the bank for the generous compensation package he arranged for his girlfriend, a longtime World Bank employee. Our chief foreign affairs correspondent, Andrea Mitchell's in our Washington bureau with late details on this. Andrea, good evening.
Good evening, Brian. Wolfowitz refused to quit until the World Bank's board of directors acknowledged, as it did tonight, that it had also made mistakes, that the bank's systems needed to be fixed, and that Wolfowitz had at least thought he was acting ethically when he arranged that generous pay agreement for his longtime companion, a Middle East expert at the bank, Shaha Riza. Now, he still did not want to quit until that statement came, and the last-minute problems today were the administration, the White House, insisting that he had to stay long enough so that the administration, the United States, could name his successor. Names being considered include Deputy Treasury Secretary Bob Kimmitt and other officials, including a former official, Bob Zelik. Brian?
All right. Andrea Mitchell on this breaking story out of Washington tonight.